When the National Museum of African American History in D.C. first opened its doors to the public, President Obama was there to commemorate it.
Perhaps they can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson. But it can also help black visitors appreciate the fact that not only is this younger generation carrying on traditions of the past, but within the white communities across the nation, we see the sincerity of law enforcement officers and officials.
Imagine a Democrat saying that today. He or she would be thrown out of the party for that level of nuance. Well, now, instead of being a symbol of progress and reconciliation, the museum has embraced the radical left's language of racial retribution, all to cast America as irredeemably racist and an evil country. And you, the American taxpayer, are funding it. Isn't that neat? Now, the museum now has a website dedicated to explaining the concept of whiteness and why it's the root cause of racism and oppression in America today. According to the website, the normalization of white racial identity throughout America's history has created a culture where non-white persons are seen as inferior or abnormal. And when they say whiteness, they don't just mean skin color, but also people who value things like individualism, a stable nuclear family, the scientific method, rational linear thinking, hard work, Christianity, and being polite.